An identity statement in Christ is a short, truthful sentence that helps you answer a shame script with scripture-shaped hope. It is not a magical phrase. It is not pretending that pain, sin, weakness, or consequences do not exist. It is a way of practicing agreement with what God has revealed. A strong identity statement has three qualities. First, it is biblically grounded. Second, it is honest about your present reality. Third, it points toward a faithful response. For example, a shame script may say, "I always ruin everything." A truthful identity statement could be, "I have made mistakes, but in Christ I can confess, learn, repair what I can, and take the next faithful step." A shame script may say, "No one could love the real me." A truthful response could be, "I feel afraid of rejection, but I am known by God and welcomed through Christ." A shame script may say, "I will never change." A scripture-shaped statement could be, "Growth may be slow, but the Holy Spirit is at work, and I can practice a new way today." Notice that these statements do not flatter you. They tell the truth with grace. To create your own identity statement, begin by writing the exact shame sentence. Do not soften it or make it sound more spiritual. Name what you have actually been saying inside. Next, ask, "Is this sentence fully true before God?" Look for exaggeration, false identity, hopelessness, condemnation, or blame that does not belong to you. Then choose one scripture passage that speaks to the sentence. You might use Romans 8:1 for condemnation. You might use 2 Corinthians 5:17 for new creation identity. You might use Psalm 119:39 for being known by God. You might use Ephesians 2:10 for being God's workmanship. You might use 1 Peter 29 for belonging and calling. Now write one new sentence in language you can remember. Keep it short enough to use when shame becomes loud. You might say, "In Christ, I am known, loved, and still being renewed. My mistake needs repentance, but it does not get to name me. What happened to me was real, but it does not own my future. I do not have to earn God's attention today. I can receive grace and take one faithful step." After writing the sentence, connect it to an embodied practice. Breathe slowly, place your feet on the floor, read the scripture aloud, write the statement on a card, pray it during a walk, share it with a trusted pastor, coach, chaplain, friend, or qualified professional when appropriate. Repetition matters because shame scripts often became powerful through repetition. Practicing truth does not mean forcing yourself to feel better immediately. It means returning to what is true even while your feelings are still catching up. Be patient with yourself. Some shame scripts are connected to deep wounds, depression, abuse, trauma, or long histories of rejection. A course exercise does not replace counseling, medical care, trauma treatment, or other qualified support. Seeking help is not a failure of faith. It may be one of your faithful steps. Your worksheet will invite you to identify a shame script, examine what it produces, welcome Scripture and the Holy Spirit, and form a biblical identity statement. Do not try to create a perfect sentence. Create a truthful one, then practice it with Christ. The goal is not to become impressed with yourself. The goal is to become rooted in who you are because you belong to Jesus.